remember we went to Southbound and we saw the game day bug? I didn't see it in a size of a football shape.
No, correct. So at some point last year, they came out with a special bottle that was a football. Yeah, what's the deal with game day?
I don't drink shitty vodka. I drink good vodka.
But it's okay. So the people that make the game day vodka is not a good vodka to you?
There's no way.
What do you class as good vodka? Just out of interest.
Russian. You're asking about brands that I say are good?
Yeah.
I mean, I like Ciroc is good. Belvedere is good.
Ciroc, okay. You lost me at Ciroc, but I'll give you Belvedere.
Okay.
Ciroc is garbage.
I will drink Grey Goose.
Ciroc is marketing.
So essentially, everything you've named is available over here. So you'll be fine.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. They're some of the best-selling vodkas in the planet.
Like, do they have Michelob Ultra?
But I'm not going to...
No, Scott, we don't have piss water. We do not have Michelob Ultra.
I agree with you, Wesley. If I'm going to have a martini, I'm going to have Belvedere or Grey Goose is the minimum vodka.
I'm drinking Belvedere today.
Yeah, the minimum that I would... But I'm not going to mix a Belvedere. If I'm going to mix something, I can use my game day. Like, and it's on stand at like Rain or Tito's.
So I will say I'm spoiled with the fact... So one of my best friends is the third employee ever for Western Sun Vodka. And they're now the sixth largest vodka in the country. So, but I can drive over to his house any day that I want, and he'll just hand me a case of vodka. So if I'm mixing stuff and just
are we not sharing want, this?
Hold on. You can get essentially free vodka.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If I wasn't paying for it, I'm gonna mix Belvedere.
So, but I'm saying I'm drinking Belvedere. I've got Western Sun in there, but like I'm drinking Belvedere today.
I want to know why he's not sharing.
But if I, right, like, hold on.
Live around
me. Wesley, do you know I don't?
You can ship it.
The only non-beer that I drink, Wesley, the only non-beer I drink besides champagne is vodka.
Hey, Scott, do you know how much it costs to ship a bottle of vodka from Texas to Louisiana? As much as it costs to just go buy a bottle of Western Sun.
It's not that expensive.
I don't believe that. It's good vodka, but it's
cheap. I don't want Western Sun.
Jeff. Did you say
actually campaign. I don't know. I'm willing to try Western Sun.
It's as good, if not better than Tito's and something. It's a very good
champagne.
But no, okay, I will try Western Sun. I will make a point.
It's a good champagne.
Western Sun on a future episode.
Hey, now if you like the flavored stuff, so they make like a blueberry vodka that is like a fucking blueberry. It is like a fucking blueberry shit in your mouth. It is the strongest blueberry taste ever.
I think the term is squirt in your mouth, but okay.
You almost need to take like squirt and water it down because it's so fucking like. We've poured a glass of it and had it on the table and like had to back away from the table because it was just stinging my nose with blueberries. Like, because they also have a cucumber vodka that everybody loves. They're doing these cucumber and blueberry martinis that's mixing those two vodkas. And we've actually had that, and that's good. You ever had ocean vodka? Comes in a round bottle.
Yeah, but I've heard of it.
It's good.
Okay, hold on. If it doesn't come in a normal bottle, then it can't be good.
I didn't say that.
Your original argument is when you weren't going to drink the game day bottle.
I hate ocean's bottle because
the game day is not a brand, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? I thought it was some brand making a game day.
No. If that would have been smart if somebody like that makes good vodka would have been like
there this is the
game day vodka. Yeah.
Hey Jason.
I know somebody who works for them. I think he does or still does. Jason, doesn't Steve Roberts work for Game Day Vodka?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah, he does. He does. I saw him at the Rouses today. They had a couple of game days. They had the Saints and the
telling me you could have been getting free vodka this whole time? You weren't sharing with everybody?
We're not, I can't.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for listening to the Dome Patrol Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and this is part three of our 2022 season premiere tailgate party. This is the one where we recorded Pick'ems and Saints preview, and this was also when we were all at least a nines or tens on the Dome Patrol drunk scale. So this one goes a little off the rails at a few different times, which if you're a longtime listener, this is an instant classic.
In terms of Pick'em's 2021, I don't remember who won. Jeff, do you have the...
Yes.
I do like the fact that Mr. Chris Klein changed his Twitter name to Mr. Chris Klein.
I won overall.
Good for you, Mr. Chris Klein.
I also won Dome Patrol podcast only.
That count?
This is my second time winning Pick'em's.
You also kept track of it.
So yeah, keep track of it. Yes. So keep track of it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nobody says you can't, but you know.
I'm just saying, we can all figure it out.
Go back and listen to every podcast. I don't care what you do, I won. And until somebody else tracks and can prove my math wrong, I will always win. Second place, and the first place among the listeners, goes to Ali Gibbs with a 103 and 102 record, which technically ties with me. I was also 103, 102. So
the tiebreaker goes to Ali.
Yeah, because alphabetical.
Yes.
So Ali won.
All right, so now we will start our 22.
Are you eating?
He's eating fried fish.
He just took a break. He's eating fried fish.
What are you doing? Why are you eating on the podcast while talking?
He's got to be eating fried fish.
I mean, look, at
if
this
it's
point,
not fried fish, you need to stop, go fry some fish, and then come back when you have a mouthful of
fish. You're going
to
feel so much better
James,
for
James,
it.
Bring us some fish and chips.
We're going to eat so many fish and chips.
What are you eating? 4 weeks.
Be great.
Four weeks.
No, oh, I have these pretzel snacks. The pretzel snacks. Whatever.
Did you not make it another 20 minutes?
No, because in 2013 he was willing to eat fried fish. Now he's eating pretzel snacks.
You guys, I'm on the fucking porch, on the camp, on the river, in the country. Where the fuck are you? That's right.
He's laughing at me stuffing my face full of potato chips.
That's right, bitches. I already ate my stuffed pork. I'm done eating. I'm just drinking. You fucking bitches.
Oh, I should have got drunk tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, you should have got drunk every night we do the podcast. Where is that?
Well, tonight would have been a good night. I forgot we don't have work tomorrow.
Oh, you forgot about that.
All right, what else?
Fried fish. I'm an idiot.
Wait, finish chewing and then say it.
No, I can't because I'm eating fried fish.
Fried fish?
I mean fried fish. How about that, bitch? I mean fried fish.
Are you eating fried fish?
Yep, I mean fried fish. What the fuck is going on?
You're eating fried fish.
I'm eating fried fish, bitch.
Stop.
Oh my god.
Just stop. That is the cold open right there.
What am I doing?
I think we just found our cold open.
I'm eating fried fish, bitch.
Okay, I just spit it out all out of my mouth. I mean, I was eating fried fish. There was some good fish. But I was eating it. No, I'm not. I had to spit it out just because. God damn it, that was some fried fish.
Do you realize how fast you were going, sir?
Yes, I do. And there is an explanation for that. First of all, let me start off by saying
I'm a little more hammered than I thought I was.
All right, 2022 pickups. We are here. So we have our first game. So the rules are we don't do the Thursday night games and we don't do the Monday night games. Which is a shame because the Thursday night, the opening Thursday night game.
We don't do Saints games.
Either. Oh, because the fans.
We also don't do Saints. But yeah. All right. Our first game is a big game between a lot of people who in the media who care about that kind of thing.
Okay.
New England Patriots coming off a season where their quarterback got, you know, Mac Jones. It was like, oh, yeah, Mac Jones is the guy. He's the guy. And Belichick, he's the guy. They're going to make it work. But Belichick made a lot of bad hires. But now they are traveling to Miami to play the Dolphins team that everybody's like, oh, well, it's either New England or Miami. Outside of the Bills, it's one of these two teams because everybody seems to think the Bills are going to be the team, but now you have the Patriots.
What happened to the segment being abbreviated?
Huh?
I have to explain these goddamn
That's
games.
When Jason was a one. Jason rambles when he's drunk. This is Jason's Twitter when he's drunk. He's just doing
it. Right, because I don't post shit because people are stupid. People are stupid. Let me point out my fucking Twitter game.
Don't walk away from me when I'm talking to you. You get a goddamn job before sundown, or we're shipping you off to military school with a goddamn Finkelstein shit kid. Son of a bitch.
We're off the rails.
Why are y'all even mad? Like, why are
you
still mad?
You're giving us one fucking team.
Simmer fucking down.
I'd like to invite you and your lady friend to simmer down now.
What?
Perhaps I can put it to you more clearly. First and 10, simmer, take the snap, drop back, find down in the end zone for a touchdown. Now, come on and kick the extra point. Simmer to down, follow by now, and it's simmer down now.
Simmer fucking down.
This is what makes it a season preview tailgate show.
The New England Patriots.
What's the line in this game?
Okay, the New England Patriots.
I don't even know who they're playing.
The New England Patriots are playing at the Miami Dolphins. They got Tua. They got Tyreek Hill. Everybody's like, oh, Miami's going to be the team. We don't know. This game is in Miami. The Dolphins are favored by 2.5.
I'm going to take the Dolphins, even though the Patriots cheat worse than Scott.
Yep. Give me Miami.
I'm taking Miami as well. Because I think New England's going to suck.
I'm taking the Patriots.
The cheaters sticking together.
Miami is favored by 2.5. Scott loves massage parlors like Robert Kraft.
I'm going to take
now I do.
And the points.
Who are you taking?
Miami.
I'm taking Miami.
You're giving points. Are you okay with that? You know what
yes,
you're talking about?
I don't like giving points, but I'm going to take Miami because I actually think that they improved significantly in the offseason where New England just stayed the same.
Okay, our next game, the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming off a lot of roster turnover, they traveled to Arizona to play a Cardinals team. They're without their top receiver, DeAndre Hopkins. He's serving a 6-game suspension.
I wondered whether you're going to remember who it was for a minute.
Believe me, I was thinking about it. But Arizona is at home, and they're getting 3.5 against Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes.
Give me Kansas City.
I'm going to take Kansas City as well.
I'll take the Cardinals.
I'm taking the points on this one. So give it
you're
the
taking Arizona.
Yeah,
I'm taking the Cards.
All right, we're going to move on to our third game. This is going to be the game where the media is going to focus all their attention. Whoever wins or loses this game, the media is going to say they're the Super Bowl contenders. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which include 45-year-old Tom Brady, who just took a 10-day break in training camp. 11. They traveled to Dallas to play a Cowboys team who just lost Tarion Smith. He's out for the year. There's a lot of rumors about Sean Payton, coach in Dallas. You know, I don't know. But this game is in Dallas. The Cowboys are getting 1.5 at home against Tampa. This is very interesting because I hate both these teams. Neither of these teams are going to make the playoffs. That's
Jeff, who are you picking,
prediction.
Jeff?
I was peeing.
I know you were. We just took a 10-minute fucking pee break.
I was listening the whole time, but what was the teams?
But you were listening the whole time.
Tampa and Dallas.
Tampa
I'll say
and
it
Dallas.
Since Jason
Dallas
is chewing.
Dallas is getting 1.5.
You're Tampa, Scott?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to take the points at home. That's how I'm going to make that decision.
Of course you were. You live right there. I'm also taking Dallas, though, because I think Tampa's,
of course
Tampa's
you do.
In
you
for a rude awakening.
Wait, Jason, I think he lives like an hour closer to Dallas than you. I live near Dallas. You don't
okay, you
where
do
your
too.
Cousin
yeah.
lives?
Okay, so yeah, yeah, you're definitely thinking Dallas, right?
Depending on traffic, Jason's might still get there quicker.
I know the back. I know the routes.
Give me Dallas, please.
Yeah, I think this. I mean, I'm gonna probably take Dallas. I think this game comes down to Dallas' offensive
right
line.
Right, you live in Dallas. You're taking Dallas. That's fine.
I'm more taking not Tampa Bay. I think with their offensive line, they're gonna have trouble keeping Tom.
Which to me is why the home points is easy.
Yep.
Tom Brady is going to be running for his life.
Okay, game number 4. The Green Bay Packers coming off another 13 win season. They
well, and then a choke in the playoffs.
They do, which is fine. But in the regular season, you know, they also lost their best receiver.
Two-time defending MVP, Aaron Rodgers.
They travel to Minnesota to play a Vikings team that a lot of people are high on, this Vikings team. They have a good quarterback, a good receivers. They got a new coordinator that's going to open up the offense. So this is in Minnesota. They are getting 2.5 at home.
Give me the Vikings, please.
Vikings as well.
Packers.
I'm taking the Vikings.
I am also taking the Vikings because what we know about the Vikings and Kirk Cousins is that they start strong, but they do not finish strong. So they're going to be good in the beginning of the year. They're going to surprise Green Bay, which we've seen evidence of last year that Green Bay may not start as strong. So give me the points at home.
We're clearly all hoping they'd lose week 4.
I'll take the Packers.
Okay, you were the one guy to take the Packers.
I wouldn't say it was clearly hoping that they're going to lose week four. I would say it was definitely hoping they're going to lose week
and
four.
And clearly, it's both.
Both.
Clearly and definitely.
The Cleveland Browns. With a quarterback who they did not sign. He is going to miss 11 games, but they paid him the most guaranteed money in the history of the NFL. They traveled to Carolina to play the quarterback who used to play for their
they're paying the Carolina quarterback to play against them, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Then give me Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns against the Carolina Panthers. So now you got a quarterback for Carolina who was angry. Not that it mattered before, but
not very good, though.
I follow the money. Cleveland's buying this game. What's the spread?
He's an angry elf. So the Panthers are favored by 2.5 at home.
So I just want to say that I make this selection in protest because both of these teams would beat the Jaguars and the Commanders.
No.
So that's the shitty game of the week.
No.
I'm going to take the Panthers. The Panthers are going to beat the Browns.
The Panthers are going to beat the Browns.
I think that the Jaguars are going to make the playoffs.
No.
In the AFC. Yes.
No.
You said you're a 10. You're like a 17.
I'm taking Cleveland here.
I am also taking Cleveland for the reasons I stated earlier.
Yeah.
Panthers. Scott, what you got?
Carolina.
Okay. So we have the Patriots at the Dolphins. Dolphins favored by 2.5. The Chiefs at the Cardinals. The Cardinals are getting 3.5 at home. The Buccaneers at the Cowboys. The Cowboys are getting 1.5 in the Jerry Dome. The Packers at the Vikings. The Vikings are underdogs by 2.5. And then our shitty game of the week, the Browns at the Panthers. The Panthers are somehow favored by 2.5.
So there's your pick'ems, everybody. If you want, so here's the thing for all listeners. If you want to play pick'ems against the Dome Patrol podcast, all you have to do is tweet us at Dome Patrol PCast with your 5 picks. So if you were to say, for example, you picked exactly like Jason, you would tweet us. Miami, Kansas City, Dallas, Minnesota, Cleveland.
Boom.
That's what we're
going to go.
Hashtag pick'ems. Hashtag pick'ems. That makes it easier for us to find it. That's the submission method. If you want to play against us, we keep track of your records and we have two kind of tracks. We have a Dome Patrol podcast only track. And then we also have a Dome Patrol versus anybody who's listening. One of our fans, listeners, community members who play with us. We know some of you play every year and we love it. I want to see if somebody can beat Ali Gibbs this year and make sure that there's no tie so that I can win outright and not have a tie. But in the past,
it wasn't a tie. Ali won alphabetically.
Okay, so in the past, we have invited the winner of Pick'ems to be a guest on one of our off-season shows. And I don't think we've ever had Ali. We don't think we've had Ali Gibbs. It's actually been one of the best ideas.
Have you seen the tweets that these people put out?
Ali Gibbs is a Brit, absolutely, right?
Our listeners who play Pick'ems with us are Ali the best Gibbs is a good friend smartest. Of mine.
Yeah. Ali Gibbs is a Brit. You should do a live segment in London with him.
He's coming to the Saturday night. Don't worry about that.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he's been on the draft party night because he's partied with us on the draft party before. So yes, if you play Pick'ems with us, fans, listeners, if you win, then we invite you to be a guest on one of the future episodes of the Dome Patrol podcast. That's your reason to play. The submission method, like I said, is through Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. Hashtag Pick'ems, please. So
is there a Z in Dome Patrol PCast?
Not there. No, only on
not
TikTok.
Not a Z. Okay,
only
just making sure.
Hey, knock, knock.
But anyway, knock, so, knock. So now we're...
Wesley, knock, knock. Answer the door.
I've got a ring door.
Go fuck yourself. All right. What's our next segment?
Game preview. Do we have to do a checkpoint?
No. Oh, do you want to do a checkpoint?
We know you're a 17.
you've yelled I'm a 10 at least 5 times in this past segment.
And that was 20 minutes ago.
I ain't lying.
Fuck the Falcons. Saints win 31-10.
Oh, he's going straight into score predictions, which are
31-10.
31-10 Saints?
Yes.
Why do they score a touchdown?
Because they have some talent. They have
Kyle Pitts?
Yeah.
They score less touchdowns than Juwan Johnson.
It's not talent. They get it. Yeah. That one touchdown. That's it.
I don't.
And that's late in the fourth quarter when we pulled all our starters.
I think the Falcons are completely unprepared. I think
unprepared or untalented?
Both.
Both.
And uncoached. So,
well, okay, go. Okay. So no.
And
so,
unled, so there is... I don't think they score a touchdown in this game.
No, okay, yeah, look, I think in terms of talent on the teams, the Saints clearly have a talent. The biggest question coming into the season, and I think it's a legitimate question we should talk about, is Dennis Allen the guy who can be the guy? Can he be the guy in sitting on the Iron Throne, being the, like, can he be the guy? I mean, look, it's a big thing.
This is a crossover episode.
I mean, again, I'm like, no, Game
of Thrones.
I love it.
I mean, again, but like this is a legitimate question. Like, the talent on this team is a playoff team, 100%. We all agree.
The Super Bowl.
We have enough talent. Yes, we have enough talent to win in the playoffs, win the Super Bowl. It comes down to
what's your first game going to be? What's the story? This is the story of that year. This is if you're writing the story of the 2022 team, a team of destiny, a team of talent, transition that. The most amazing sports story ever, right? For all that we know that it is, and we don't have to waste time going into it. So,
but you're right.
Yeah, like, what is the story? What is the first game of that story gonna be?
Well, I mean, again, can Allen be? Is he, like, we have the culture? Can Allen be the guy to lead this team to make the right decisions in game to win the close games? That's the big question. I think so, but. That's the big question, because as much as I think Sean Payton underachieved in the last probably 4 years, you know, he still carried a big stick. He still, people listen to him. People, when he walked into a room, people listen to him. Can Dennis Allen be the guy and run the organization and make the right decisions to win games? And that
factors into us beating the Falcons.
Close.
In week one.
Well, no. Yes. I don't say
it's, no. Circle it back to week one.
Come on, Peanut.
Scott, you were like, who cares what Jameis Winston interviews like back in like July of last year, right? When we were all excited about his first interview.
That's because all y'all were like, I want to see his play. No,
I'm not bringing this up to argue that point. I'm bringing it up as a reference point that we were all obsessed with Jameis Winston, the interviews well, but let's see what the product is on the field before I make a final judgment. It's the same principle to me where what Jason is saying, like this game, week one, to tie it back to why we're talking about this, is week one is his first test.
Yeah.
And I actually predict, I'm going to go bold prediction, we shut them out. I think the defense is going to support their coach. I think they're motivated to show that the Saints made the right decision. I think they're motivated to honestly show that CJGJ trade was the right move. I'm sorry. I think that at the end of the day, the Saints defense is going to show up motivated for their coach. And then the Saints entire team is going to show up for their coach as well.
I mean, I hope you're like, I said, like, I hope you're right, but
Falcons are fucking, they went backwards this year.
Jason, I want to get your opinion because I think it's relevant. If Marcus May and Alvin Kamara hired Saul Goodman to represent them, would they get suspended at all? Or
fuck no. I would not be worried one second. He is the greatest lawyer in the history.
We did the ultimate crossover episode here.
He's better. He's better than them hiring fucking Morris Bart.
So hang on. I mean, shit. Could they not hire Dudley DeBossier? Isn't he like the biggest lawyer in Louisiana?
No, they came out recently. Morris Bart's the guy.
Okay.
If they want to get away with it, Morris Bart's the guy. Because he's got courtside tickets at the Pelicans. He's been entrenched. He's been in fucking New Orleans for fucking. It's crazy. When I was a kid growing up 30 years ago, Morris Bart looks the same as he looks now, which is exactly the same. It's absurd. It's like he's got to be like 70 years old, but he looks the same. I have that Saints season ticket holder, the giant flag that I got. I'm going to bring it and bring it to the party and have whoever shows up to the party, everybody signs it. We all sign it. You sign it. I sign it. James signs it. Neil signs it. Whoever's at the party signs it. And at the end of the night, we do a drawing to give it away to somebody.
I like that.
In week one.
What's your score prediction?
My score prediction for Atlanta is 38-13.
This would be a hard episode to edit. I'm just going to say.
I'm glad you're
I don't think it's going to be as bad as last year's draft.
Hey, this is Jeff. While I edit, I just want to jump in here and say this was the toughest editing job in Dome Patrol history.
My score prediction is the Saints are going to win 45-13 against the Atlanta Falcons.
I am going to go with 38-13. I feel I'll also.
You've already given us your score. Shut up.
Never mind. I'm not less drunk. I'm definitely a 10.
I'll take the Saints 31-6. This will be one of the three games where they do not give up seven points.
Like that.
It's like also that. If you take 3 points off of each score, it's 28-3.
But well, I'm gonna actually say Saints 28, Falcons 3. Yep. I'm just gonna do that.
I, like I mean, like, yeah. like we're definitely not gonna lose to the Falcons. There's no way we lose to the Falcons. No way.
No way.
Well,
not
no way.
Not in the story of Dennis Allen's transcendence. So, all right, that brings us to final thoughts. James, I'm gonna start with you.
The season's here, you know.
And on time.
As of Monday morning, we're officially in Falcons hate week. For me, London is the big focus for me because it's only 4 weeks away, but I'm so glad that, you know, the season's finally here. You know, the draft was May and it feels like such a long time ago. We've built such a good roster. I am seriously, seriously excited about this season coming and I cannot wait for next Sunday when the season kicks off. Bring it on.
That's awesome. Heartfelt.
Jason, you go first.
Okay. I am, God damn it. I am just excited. But I'm also, so it's interesting. I work right across Poydras from the Superdome. So I've seen a lot of the work they've been doing on the streets. And it's been like 4 months.
It's a little bit different.
So in the past, the gates were, you know, you go up the steps and you go around the giant concourse around the dome. And then there's the gates. In terms of getting into the building, and that's where you
see giant flags and a lot of barricades set up right where I walk across to go to work.
The construction in the dome to get it ready for the Super Bowl in a couple of years is going to be a nightmare for at least the next 2 years. Apparently, when you walk up the steps and you can just kind of maneuver. So, like, even if we're in the game,
a lot of people who sit in the lower levels who pay more money for their tickets, maybe a little more pissed off. But
we'll see what happens. So.
Have to slow down to climb the stairs, but yes, I should be. Well,
that's the one thing we're worried about because I mentioned to my dad, who's a doctor, I was like, oh yeah, he just had his double surgery. Oh yeah, that's tough. He's supposed to sit with us in the terrace. How is he going to get up those giant terraces?
But they should have escalators to take me 90% of the way.
No, once you get to the seating section,
yeah.
Are you really going to be able to climb? Those are some tall steps.
Yes, I'm familiar with them.
Are you going to be able to do that?
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, I'm not that old. It's not that bad. Holy shit.
Right, but you also just had double hernia surgery.
Well, how bad did your dad say it was? I mean, you know, now I'm concerned. I mean, I did cancel the whitewater rafting trip. We're not going to do that, but I think I can climb 20 steps.
But that's also in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, can you climb up these giant steps?
I'll fucking climb the fucking steps, Jason. I'm climbing the goddamn steps.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Nothing's going to stop me from being at that game, watching that team against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
To basically say, Tom Brady, you're done.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I got to have a surgery after, then I'll do it. Final thought, Wesley.
Yeah, so I agree with James. It kind of us talking about London so much and all the planning for that has probably gotten lost at the first week of the season starting in 8 days, which is crazy. Just looking kind of back the last, you know, whatever, year and a half or so with Breeze retiring, Peyton walking away, then, you know, Jameis being here but blowing out a knee, all the injuries that we dealt with last year and the record number of starters for an NFL team. We've kind of been through a lot the last year and a half. And even this going back to the surprise Peyton retirement and then the pursuit of a player that's not on our team and how our offseason started really slow. How things have gone from the draft to now is absolutely insane. Because like 2 days before the draft, if you'd have asked, you know, us our best predictions for what could happen this next season, it didn't look too good.
I don't know. I think we'd have all said. And
there's quite a bit of hype now of there's a really good chance that we should have one of the best defenses in the entire league. And if things are firing on all cylinders with what we've built around Alvin Kamara and these three incredibly talented receivers, like our offense has a chance to be a top offense too. I'm super excited for the season to start. I get it. We're Saints fans, so we're looking for the best, and it's easy to look for the best case scenario and number one offense and number one defense and all. It's super exciting. I'm just ready for whatever it brings. It's It's going to be a fun season. I'm glad that we start with the fucking Falcons and that they're an abortion to, you know, professional sports right now and look like they're falling apart. It's a great for a team that last year we started really, really strong against the Packers. Let's hope that we keep that going this year. Beating the Packers 35-3 last year, you do the math and that turns out to that's an 80-0 game against the Falcons this year. We should start really good. Let's get some momentum going and stay healthy. But I'm super excited about the season. It's crazy that it starts next week.
Scott, final thoughts.
He's go Tigers. I'm also a 10. I don't know. Fuck. Let's do whatever.
What did you say? You're definitely a 24 now.
All right. That's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Look for Dome Patrol Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast and at Dome Patrol UK. And if you want to participate in game day chat, DM us on Twitter to get an invitation to the Dome Patrol Podcast Discord server. And of course, if you want to listen to us the old fashioned way, go to Dome Patrol Podcast.
Okay,
bye bye, donkeys.
Bye bye, Falcon donkeys. Fuck the Falcons.
Good night.
Fuck the Falcons.
Good night, Hootat Nation.